This is the second engagement I've been to. The first one was for Kapil. And I have a lot of things on my mind. If this is the engagement, then who's ever in charge of building the temple better hurry up, because there's not going to be enough room for the marriage. I hope I didn't offend who's ever in charge. That was just a little impetus. In life, there are good times and bad times. I used to sing a song like that, I'll spare you. And if we take a look around, I was thinking of this the other day, because when I was visiting a dear friend of mine and staying at his house, during the evening, he would watch the news. And the news was trouble, 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 trouble. And if you look around, there's trouble, trouble, trouble. So I was thinking that the only time we hear, or the, even like if you get together with friends, the first thing you say is, oh, I'm having trouble with my hip. Oh, my knee went out. Who else was I talking to? Oh yeah, the foot. I forgot about the foot. What to speak of every other part of the body. Trouble, trouble, trouble. And I was thinking that the only time you don't hear about the trouble is when somebody was in trouble but somehow another got out. Of trouble. So, not to discourage the dear friends of mine, Mohini and Anish, but in life there will be days where it is nice and sunny and bright, and it will seem like everything is going my way. I have another song I could sing, but I'll try. But there will be a few rainy days, and those are the ones we have to be concerned about also. So what I would like a niche, I didn't get that. Yeah. I told a niche that not to worry, because every other wedding I went to the groom on the way to the wedding and made him an offer, apparently thinking that they couldn't refuse, but did. And they all ended up getting married. I tried to kidnap Rupa, I tried to kidnap Kapil, I tried to kidnap another one, but that was told even before, trying not even to attempt. So the wife would be very upset with me. So, I told Anish not to worry. I don't try to kidnap people at the engagement. I wait for the wedding after they have a little bit of experience and maybe I have a chance. Now, one day I was driving in a little town called Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And in this town there is a Christian church. On this church they have a marquee. And on the marquee it said, friend increase joy, and friends divide sorrow. So now life is full of joy and sorrow. That's the nature of life. But friends, when you're in that joy, will multiply it. And friends when you're in the situation of sorrow or frustration or trouble, friends will divide that and make it insignificant. So I dislike Mohini, my friend, and it needs to take a look around behind you. Just take a little look around behind you. Good luck. This is your friends. They're here to increase your joy today, and they will be there for you to divide whatever sorrow or anxiety you may feel in life. And as we always mention, that as a sannyasi, we really, as I mentioned, every other wedding, the vivaha jagya, the marriage jagya, in this case, the engagement. Sannyasis usually have given that up, but they're meant to come to encourage a young couple in their progress. 40 years ago, it was considered a step down. Today, we have matured to the point where this is a step up. A step up in your pursuit of spiritual life. And as a member of this society, and a, what would you call it, member of this community by extension, is that how I would say it? Just part of the community. Therefore, being part of you, that I offer myself to you, Mohini, and to you, Anish, that any time, any place, under any circumstance, you can call upon me. Good or bad. If something good happens, call me up and tell me. And if something is upsetting, you may know that there are many, many, as I look out into the crowd, I see many members of this community that have been married for a very long time. Both families are very established that way and provide a wonderful example. And many people in the community are of that quality and make a nice example so they can give good advice. Also, there are professionals, which I recommend. Some people don't, but personally I recommend that the example given by one devotee lady who is a professional marriage and family counselor was that if you have a car, you change the oil every 3,000 miles, you change the tires every 50,000 miles, you change the spark plugs every whatever, you change this, you do maintenance on the car. So we want to know how much maintenance we have to put into a marriage, which is a machine more complicated than a car. So please maintain that marriage by good counsel. And even though we may be sannyasis, we may have a little knowledge that we can offer. Now I know some sannyasis, they don't deal in household affairs by nature. That is what they say. We know that in Vrindavan, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami at times would deal with family affairs. But they had a rule that if you come to me with a family disturbance, then I will listen and I'll make a judgment and whatever I decide you have to do. I'm not that way. But what I usually do, we have to understand that as many couples here have experienced relationship between husband and wife together, and they've come and explained that to us, and other people have come. So sannyasis not only didn't experience it themselves because we've entered the renounced order of life, but we've experienced it through hearing from many, 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 many couples on many different topics. So we offer that to you. And if we can't answer the question, we know where to send you, the professionals that can. So there was one more thing, and it slipped my mind. So what I'll do now is I will just say again to Anish and Mohini and to Jigar. Jigar said that they received an announcement that said engagement, exclamation point, about 25 long, and then he forgot to say what the letter said. In the letter it said, "I heard you're getting engaged, and I didn't get an invitation." So I got an apology letter, which I accepted once I heard what the menu was. So on this happy day, again, we offer our services to the happy couple, and we wish you full success between now and the marriage, which I haven't heard a date yet. No date. Kalindi, you have the date set? Okay, yeah, we need some. I'll leave that up to the girls. Because if you all can pressure Mohini, there's no problem after that. So hopefully we're here for the wedding. And for many, many anniversaries after that. And again, whatever we can do to help, we're here. Thank you very much.